Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And from Staples, Minnesota, Don Espy, Regional Development Planner for the Region 5 Development Commission. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Don, you have something kind of exciting you want to talk about today.
Yes, I do. So yesterday, we were able to announce that Region 5 Development Commission has received a $440,000 grant from Art Place America's National Creative Placemaking Fund. And we were one of 29 projects chosen for 2016 out of almost 1,400 applications. So it was a pretty competitive process, so we're pretty proud of ourselves that we have been awarded one of these grants.
Did you have to be pretty specific about what you want to do with the money then? It sounds like you kind of needed to, right?
Quite, yes. It was a pretty intensive process. They came out and visited us, and we had to show them exactly what we wanted to do, show them our community. Yeah, it was a process.
Indeed. Well, Don, can you share with us either some or all of kind of what you were talking about in terms of
Absolutely.
Projects?
Yeah. So what this grant will do, Art Place America funds projects that help with arts and culture type of activities that will help drive community change with regards to agriculture, food, economic development, youth, education, things of that nature. So in Little Falls, Minnesota, we have the Sprout Grower and Maker Marketplace. And what this place is it has a food processing facility, a cooking demonstration kitchen, and it's also an indoor winter marketplace. And we had our official grand opening in April. And now what we're going to be trying to do is education, some workshops, and projects based around art and cooking in a cultural type of setting. So what that means is we're going to be commissioning art from, for example, the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. We have a Latino Economic Development Corporation in our area that we're going to be working with them to work with local Latino artists. We also have a high Amish population. So we're going to be working with the Amish on various arts and foods and things. There'll also be art demonstrations, so we'll bring in musicians, we'll bring in dancers, we'll bring in somebody to show a pottery demonstration. And then cooking is a huge component of this as well. We want to show our various cultures in central Minnesota through food. So we'll invite a Latino señorita to come in and show us how she makes her tortillas. And we'll also have Three Cheers Hospitality come in and demonstrate lefse making, or you know, whatever kind of cultural significant food we have to showcase. And then finally, we're going to be offering business classes for our growers and artists so that they can grow their businesses. The whole point of all of this is to share cultural diversity as well as helping our growers and makers prosper and be able to grow their businesses, which helps with economic development. And you know, it is a 3-year grant. You know, so we will be able to bite it off in chunks as we go. We're expecting there to be something at the marketplace every month.
Well done, Don, and good luck to you and your cohorts up there.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.